traffic on our site. One legitimate concern could be, though, is what market demographic. We want fairly people who would be interested in buying our websites, right? Or is it just to get it out there?
Gonna be a gaming, what would we get from this is a huge gaming community and personal community. So these $20 a month sites are ones that are going to be sold off of this. If you're looking for more serious, because it's a TV commercial.
Oh, you know what? We should also have a, if we do this, you know, have a link for saying, who would you want to see square off? And people send us suggestions, you know? You know, we don't even have to. We just go through their suggestions.
Well, then that would be right where it says on the website. You'll have, like, vote for next week's conversation. Under that, you also have, who would you want to see?
That's what we should do.
And
well,
it's not always a fight, though. It's not always a fight. It could be anything.
Oh, really?
A dance-off. It could be a horror-off. It could be anything.
Just buying cigarettes at a cashier, you know, in a convenience store. Like a cashier, and then suddenly a cigarette smoking man from X Files comes by. No, that would be too subtle.
And then Scruff and Gruff comes up.
Or who?
Scruff and Gruff.
So, the Screaming Kids, he's got horrible taste in music.
What's that all about?
That's all good.
Scruff and Gruff versus the guy with the cigarettes.
That's who? Stuffy McGruff. Is that the Bears?
Gruff. Scruff McGruff is the anti-drug dog.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be fake versus fake, though.
Versus who? What's this other guy?
You would have to have a real-world counterpart as a cashier is buying, cashier is a real guy at a convenience store could be, no, sorry, Gandhi and Adolf Hitler are both buying cigarettes or stuff.
That's real.
They're both real, but the...
Both of them are real.
The cashier is fake.
No.
The cashier is fake. Then you got a different play on it. You got two fake with one real.
If we keep to the standard like that, if we don't break the standard, then people keep watching and they expect to see them.
Yeah, no.
And later on, and then we can break it. Later on, if we break it, everybody will be amazed.
Monkey and Family Guy, how can we incorporate him?
Okay, good guy.
Because that's all Family Guy does, is they get, you know, these weird matchups.
Bush versus Evil Monkey.
Bush versus Evil Monkey. There are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Jeez. Wow,
man, it just blew my mind.
He's pointing at the evil country. He must go destroy them. And then, boom.
Whatever.
That'd be great.
I mean,
that would be definitely good.
Yes, you are good.
Seriously, I mean, we should even just do a vote for the first video, like Terminator versus Abe Lincoln. That should be cheap enough. Get a muscle guy and Abe Lincoln and just have, you know, Terminator trying to assassinate Abe and Abe fights back.
I want to see him pull a machine gun out of his back.
The other
team. No, he should throw his hat like Goldfinger.
I can totally do that.
You heard what? That, okay. He should throw his hat like Goldfinger.
Oh, God, yeah. Just having real world, but having these weird superpowers or something. Like, you know, get the shotgun or stuff, pulls out a shotgun.
You don't want it.
You sure?
I missed the sound of this conversation.
Oh, sorry. Basically, Abe Lincoln had, you know, like, he could throw his hat like
the hat fucking takes out the whole fucking balcony. Terminator comes down.
That is awesome, yeah. Yeah, I'm recording it. Okay, so basically, write this down, yeah. So basically, John Wilkes Booth is the Terminator. So you just see Abe Lincoln watching the movie, and then the Terminator is gone.
It's an opera.
Okay, but we could do it in a movie. If you got a movie theater, do it there. Then just it'll make it so weird. And then Terminator goes to shoot Abe, but then Abe Lincoln does a backflip off the balcony to the crowd and then throws his hat as he falls and cuts the balcony down and the Terminator falls into the rubble. And then the Terminator can rise from the rubble. It somehow bursts into flame and explodes, and then you see him with his skin off and then Abe pulls out a shotgun from under his jacket and blows him to hell and then says, I don't know.
That's why I got right in front, too. It was good up for that.
Six weeks, 3 plays, and then you shot me in the head.
No, it's like, what's Lincoln's favorite, what's his big sayings?
Famous, well.
No, what's his sayings? Like, what's...
40 and 10 years
I have
ago.
No idea.
40 this, bitch.
Have him pull out a quad barrel shotgun.
Before he does that, though, he'll say, I'll be back. And also, he says, 40 this, bitch, and shoot right down.
Do you have anyone who can do the owl voice?
I do.
Okay, good.
I can just call our governor.
Just call the governor over the phone here. I'll come here. Yeah.
Hey, governor.
Call the Edward. We're going to work together. We're going to pop the island. He's going to put me out there. Yeah. We got to reach with the youth again. Go San Diego.
The problem is Terminator isn't exactly like a fake anime character.
Terminator is a fake anything.
We're open
to anything.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. So yeah, it's totally. Yeah, exactly. Terminator versus Abe, but Abe Lincoln has these crazy ass.
Not crazy ass skills, just like you know.
Yeah,
he human. Off the
human skills.
Yeah.
Huh?
Did he know? Abe Lincoln always could do that stuff.
But his hat is like titanium or something.
He's a magician, yeah. Somehow, I don't know, have him do a magic spell, I don't know. Yeah, have him blow up, just do it like the wizard.
the genie nods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. At the end, yeah, he's like, yeah, 40 this. And then
he's like, back. I'll be waiting.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'll be what, back, I'll be waiting, or something.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln usually had, you know, some terms for his return or something.
Well, at least
awesome. Yeah. Somebody look that up.
Yeah. Who knows about... oh, God, I hope I can. You'll have to definitely email me, Ed, to get a hold of me, because it's busy times. But, yes, I'll... at the very least, hopefully you're writing some of these... Huh?
I need all
this. Yeah. Sorry? Okay, well, I mean, basically, we can iron out the script here. You got your, we can start on that. It's a development meeting, after all. Or do you have time now? Or if you want, we can arrange a future meeting where we can, you know, figure out the script and write it out.
Well, like I said, I have a friend who's doing it. Like, this is what he's doing for me. He's making it.
Okay, but do you think... Do you want to go with the Abe Lincoln turn? Because we basically mocked out the action. Is that some... Yeah?
I like Abe Lincoln versus Terminator.
Do you think... Okay.
I was going to say the Muhammad versus Darth. I don't know how you do that one.
Basically, I would have a boxing ring, rent out at a gym, and then a friggin' Darth Vader costume. You just have, you know, Muhammad Ali, like a Muhammad Ali look-alike kind of guy.
Darth Vader.
And then, you know, Muhammad Ali's just dancing around, and then Darth Vader comes out with his sword, but then you see Muhammad Ali just breaking shit up, man.
He doesn't use the force. Not Muhammad Ali. Yeah, but Gandhi. Gandhi. Darth Vader versus Gandhi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Darth Vader versus Gandhi would work so much better.
He just uses the force. He throws him around the room. Gandhi's standing there like this the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's that matchup. Yeah, that's perfect. Beauty. Love it. So Mahatma Gandhi versus Darth Vader. Just Mahatma Gandhi's just sitting there, just taking it. And eventually Darth Vader gets fed up, takes it down on a stormtrooper or an admiral. Like, Mahatma Gandhi's like, we're under control of the British. And then the British guy looks like an admiral officer, and then Darth Vader kills him. That's how Mahatma Gandhi did it.
You lost me. Oh, okay.
He took the yoke of British rule. He made them look unpopular, like, in the world. So that's how he won democracy. So you could show that him winning or something. I don't know.
No, Darth Vader would definitely win.
Yeah.
He would pop the war with him, dude.
Well, actually, we could leave it up to the voters to decide who wins. But we just need to know what each outcome will be. I think for Terminator versus Arnold, we should just go with, Terminator versus Abe. Abe will just win, so we're coming up with that. But then we can have, like, Muhammad Gandhi versus Darth Vader. Who would you want to see win? And then you say, you know, and then Muhammad Gandhi, well, if he wins, it's because he outsmarts Darth Vader and says, you know, finds a fall guy.
At the end of it, coming up next, who do you want to win?
And then, yeah, and basically that's it. We have everything else filmed.